So let's start with some live football. It is Bafana Bafana against Uganda from the Nelson Mandela National Stadium in Kampala. And it is Bafana Bafana who are up in the AFCON qualifier. Tapelo Morena goal in the 49th minute sees them 1-0 up, 72 minutes into that one. So going nicely, there are Bafana Bafana in Uganda. And then moving to rugby, Jack van Boortvliet can't wait to return to England duty. He's in the team for their Autumn Nations fixture against the world champion Springboks tomorrow. Portfleet missed the World Cup and the Six Nations with injury. He's been training with the squad but wasn't selected for their defeats to New Zealand and Australia. He tells Sky Sports News he's desperate to get on the field.
I was really excited straight away. Like, being around the squad over the last 2 weeks and travelling with the team to games and stuff, you sort of feel a part of like the disappointment and the frustration. You're like wanting to make a difference, wanting to have an impact. So to be able to have that opportunity now, I'm really excited.
So now it's prediction time. We're going to go through a couple of the games and give some predictions. Ireland-Argentina tonight gets the weekend underway. I think Ireland by 5. It's going to be a close one. Scotland take on Portugal. Scotland to cruise that one by 25 points. The Springboks against England at Twickenham. The Springboks by 12. And then France take on New Zealand tomorrow night. The All Blacks by 5. Then we're going to finish with some cricket news. It is the fourth and final T20 between India and the Proteas at the Wanderers. The toss has just happened and India have won it. Their first toss that they've won in the series, and they're going to bat first. The Proteas remain unchanged from the last T20. Let's have a look at that team. Reeza Hendricks, Ryan Rickelton, Aidan Markram, Tristan Stubbs, Heinrich Klaassen, Dave Miller, Marco Janssen, Andile Simelane, Gerald Kutsia, Keshav Maharaj and Luto Sepanda. The first ball is at 5 p.m. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.